Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting the details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
the put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Monday, November 18th. 2024, as you heard, you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Telly is on assignment this morning, so I'm going to hold this fort down and get our morning started off on a great note. Good morning, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos.
Good morning, DT. How you feel?
I feel great. Yesterday, obviously, I was dealing with some major grief. So let me just go ahead and get this out the way, y'all. Congratulations to the Green Bay Packers. 11th straight victory over the Bears yesterday. And it wasn't a Hail Mary. It was literally a last second field goal block. I was in Chicago yesterday. I did not attend the game because, as I'd mentioned, I sold my son and our tickets. But again, the Green Bay Packers beat the Chicago Bears for the 11th straight time. And I know this is not a sports show, so we're going to move on. But if you happen to be listening as a Bears fan, our season is over. Look at Ricky. He's over here just laughing. The season's over.
Because you said this is not a sports show.
It's not.
Moving on.
We're going to move on. But, you know, look, I'm not a sore loser. I don't like losing, and I don't lose much. And that's intentional because I'm very competitive. But, again, shout out to the Packers. I thought we were going to win. I'm sure a lot of people did, but that wasn't the case. So, now, speaking of winning, Mike Tyson. So on Friday's show,
oh boy,
we talked about who did we think was going to win the Mike Tyson. Is it Jake Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to win? And the majority of Truth Nation, you said Mike Tyson was going to put his paws on Jake Paul. By now, we all know the outcome. It went from, but here's the thing that amazed me. It went from on Friday during the day, Mike Tyson gonna smoke him. He gonna lay him out. Man, you see how good of a shape that Tyson is in, man? He gonna crush that boy. Then Saturday morning, you gotta give Mike his props. He's 58. He went 8 rounds. Mike Tyson went 8 rounds with Jake Paul on Friday. Jake Paul ended up winning. Now, I'm not going to get into the politics and, you know, first of all, let's just start with Jake Paul getting paid $40 million and Mike Tyson getting paid $20 million. This is where I really want to focus on. Are you a Netflix subscriber, Ricky?
No, the mother of my child is, though. apparently, and it was horrible.
So if you did not watch the fight, Netflix streamed and broadcasted the Tyson Paul fight on Friday. Apparently, over 90,000 Netflix users experienced either their screen freezing or just Netflix just altogether not working. Now, here's where it gets a little bit of a problem for me, Truth Nation. Netflix has increased their subscription rate probably about 3 or 4 times this year. And there were a number of people who were not already Netflix subscribers, but went ahead and clicked on that $6.99 or $9.99 option just so they could watch the fight, which I get because, again, back in the 80s and 90s, when Mike Tyson was at his prime, shoot, a pay-per-view to see the Tyson fight? You looking at a good $100 on your cable bill. So I get the subscribers that said, hey, you know what? I'll pay $7 or $10 to watch this fight. Over 60 million households across the world tuned in for the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. However,
That's a lot of money.
However, Netflix, during the live stream of the fight, had several outages. Even to the point where some people experienced outages through the following Saturday morning. You want me to keep going? Let me keep going, because this is why it's going to get real problematic for Netflix. Now, Netflix executives, including their chief technology officer, Elizabeth Schoen, released a statement saying that, and I quote, "This unprecedented scale created many technical challenges, which the launch team tackled brilliantly by prioritizing stability of the stream for the majority of viewers." I was like, okay, so y'all must be publicly traded, because that's a statement that you make to keep your shareholders calm, because there was no brilliant prioritization of anything that happened Friday night. I mean,
it's definitely a no for me, dog.
You definitely had people that were like, I didn't get to enjoy the fight. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting / problematic. Are you ready for this? On Christmas Day of this year, Netflix is scheduled to broadcast the NFL doubleheader, beginning with, guess what game, on Christmas Day?
Mm-mm.
Kansas City Chiefs and Pittsburgh Steelers.
You better not have no problem.
When I tell you, now that is one game that you do not want to have bandwidth or capacity issues. Because first of all, what is there to do on Christmas Day other than watch football?
And don't get me wrong, I ain't been keeping up with the Chiefs, but ain't they undefeated?
No.
Oh, they not?
Okay. Actually, I think they just lost last night.
Okay. I haven't been keeping up with them. I've been focused on the Packers. You know.
If you need to keep rubbing it in, I mean, I'm good. I'm over it. It is what it is.
No, I promise. So, I promise I'm not.
You need to get some more stuff off your chest, but yes. So the NFL is partnering with Netflix for Christmas Day NFL. There's going to be a doubleheader. Now, first of all, anybody who loves watching professional football is going to want to watch Kansas City Chiefs play against Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a no-brainer. Like, I'm looking forward to watching that game. Then, Netflix also has signed up to broadcast WWE Raw in 2025. Now, here's the thing, Netflix, and I'm going to ask you this question, Truth Nation. Should Netflix be refunding folks from the Friday night debacle? Because again, a lot of folks were saying that unless they had that premium subscription, I think it's like now $29.99. And that's where you get HD 4K. You can actually see the sweat bubbles popping off of Mike Tyson and Jake Paul's face. You can hear things more clear. Yeah, people pay $30 a month for that. And then you have other folks who are like, it's not that serious. I'll go with the $999 option. Now, again, Truth Nation, do you want your money back from Netflix? At least a month worth of your subscription rate. Or are you like, I'm good, you know, I believe in second chances. Give Netflix another chance.
I do feel like Netflix owed the people something, because that was that the glitching and stopping and pausing, having to go back and forth and refresh, and that was too much. That was a lot.
Well, to your point, and Truth Nation, a lot of the tweets or the X's that are coming out in response to Netflix failing miserably with broadcasting the Tyson fight live, a lot of folks are saying, y'all had plenty of time before the fight to get your stuff together. You were promoting it everywhere. You had plenty of time.
Yup.
And with the number of people that had experienced the issues with watching it, folks are saying, y'all better get this fixed before Christmas. Because again, it's one thing for you to mess up a live Tyson fight. It's on a whole nother level when it's Christmas Day. There's nothing else to do but pretty much watch movies and watch football. And you've got the first of the doubleheader between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Netflix, give folks their money back for the month of November. And please get your stuff together. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Jasmine on our YouTube message board says, definitely refunding or eliminating the bill altogether from Netflix. I know that's right. We're not playing anymore. This is we're about to go into 2025. We come back from break. I'm going to get into, and I really need your opinion on this. Over the weekend in Dallas, there was the Tyson fight, and also legendary comedian Martin Lawrence, who's on tour right now, had a show in Dallas at the American Airlines Center. I attended, and for those that are considering going to see Martin Lawrence while he is actively on tour, or who have already seen Martin Lawrence on tour, this particular tour, want to hear from you as well. 833-212-1017. Also, Thanksgiving is next week, and we're going to give you three foods that you should prepare for that are going to be way more expensive this year as you're getting your Thanksgiving menu together. And then finally, hate speech has been on the rise across social media since the election of President-elect Donald Trump. And we want to give you some ways that you can navigate through that, especially for those that identify as women, because that is the most impacted demographic as it relates to hate speech on social media, increasing since President-elect Trump's election win. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to get your Monday started on a great note. Stay locked in. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Telly's on assignment this morning. Before break, we were discussing the Netflix fail Friday night. If you watched or attempted to watch the live streaming of the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, there were a lot of Netflix subscribers and there were a lot of boxing fans that were very disappointed as it was projected that 60 million viewers across the world tuned in to this fight, which was broadcasted live by Netflix. The bad part about it was over 90,000 users said either that their screen froze, like, you know, when you turn on Netflix and you should hear, they weren't getting the, they were just getting the circle that kept going, 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 and was freezing at like 99%. Others weren't even able to open up their Netflix app to watch the fight. So a lot of folks are saying, Netflix, y'all better get y'all stuff together because check this out. On Christmas Day, Netflix has secured a deal, a partnership with the NFL, and they will be streaming live on Christmas Day a doubleheader. The first game will kick off at noon or 1 p.m. Eastern time, 12 p.m. Central time on Netflix between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, again, I don't know about y'all, but on Christmas Day, there's really nothing else to do but watch television, watch movies, watch sports. And this is going to be a very, very anticipated game. I'm not done yet. The next game as part of this doubleheader will be between the Baltimore Ravens and the Houston Texans, which will be streamed at 3:30 p.m. Central, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. But guess what? Netflix just announced, I think I should get like a drum roll, Ricky, on this or something, because I'm like, Netflix is like, are y'all trying to be a glutton for punishment? Beyonce, according to Netflix and Rolling Stone magazine, Beyonce is scheduled to perform at halftime during the NFL Christmas Game Day Live on Netflix. And of course, because Beyonce is from Houston, she will be performing during the halftime between the Baltimore Ravens and the Houston Texans as part of the NFL's traditional Christmas Day games. Netflix, please get it together, because that is going to be a day where I would say the vast majority of Americans are going to be tuned in to Netflix, not just because of the Christmas game day, but there's also Hallmark Christmas movies. There's a lot of black movies. That's what we call them. Anytime a movie stars more than like three black people, that's a black movie.
I'll allow it.
There's going to be a lot of dependency on YouTube, or excuse me, on Netflix, Christmas Day.
Yeah, you know they don't play about Beyonce.
I'm just like, are y'all kidding me?
They do not play about Beyonce.
Are y'all kidding me, Netflix? Because that is not, like, before I even knew that Beyonce was going to be or scheduled to be the halftime performer for the Texans and Ravens game, I was already like, Kansas City and Pittsburgh Steelers? What? Bobby on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017, says, in pre-market trading, Netflix shares are already down $17 this morning.
Dang.
So here's the thing. I was like,
damn,
this company must be publicly traded based on that statement. Because the CTO, whenever a company's, based on the issues, representatives come out with a statement. They say, oh, we have done a brilliant job with making sure that this will not occur again. We put in the right measures. We hear you, Netflix subscribers. Okay. Because y'all had plenty of time to get it right with the Tyson-Paul fight. Now you've got two NFL games and Beyonce and all the other things that people use Netflix for on the same day?
Bye, Felicia.
That's going to be a lot. We'll see. Christmas Day, y'all. Start doing your test runs now. We've got about 5 weeks. Now, speaking of performances, Truth Nation, one of the kings, like the true, like for real kings of comedy, Martin Lawrence. I don't know too many people that don't like Martin Lawrence as a comedian. I've heard people say, I'm not really a Kevin Hart. I mean, he's all right. I don't really think he's funny. Or, oh man, you know, Dave Chappelle, he kind of talks too much. I rarely hear bad things about Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence is currently on tour. And on Friday, I received a text from a good friend of mine. Now, I'm in Dallas, y'all. And my friend says, hey, I've got one single ticket left to see Martin Lawrence in the suite at the American Airlines Center. I was like, that's a bet. I'm so excited, y'all, because this man, like, that was my Michael Jordan of comedy growing up. It wasn't Kevin Hart. It wasn't Dave Chappelle. It wasn't Chris Rock. It wasn't Steve Harvey. It wasn't Cat Williams. It was Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence, he was just hilarious from the time that he started the show. And actually, go back to what's happening now. Then he was in House Party. Then he had his own show on Fox. He had many successful tours. You so crazy. He hosted for several seasons Def Comedy Jam. Martin Lawrence is the man. And I love him. But let me just get to this, y'all. It hurts me, Truth Nation, to share this with you. And I prayed on this. I was like, should I say this on the air?
I kind of want to know what you got to say.
All right. So I get to American Airlines Center. Y'all, it's packed. And American Airlines, I'm going to guess, probably sits comfortably maybe 15,000. Can we do a fact check, Ricky? I want to say maybe 15,000, maybe 20. It's a big venue. And to walk into the venue and see all these filled seats in order to witness what very well could be Martin Lawrence's final tour. He's 59 years old, and he's currently on a tour known as Y'all Know What It Is. And he performed at the American Airlines Center on Friday. I walk in. I see all these people. I'm getting pumped up, y'all, because I'm about to witness greatness. Now, like most stand-up comedians, they'll have other comedians that are, you know, in their formative years, getting that exposure, which I love about comedians like Martin and Dave Chappelle, because they're sharing their followers, their audience, with these comedians that could be just getting their career started. Now, the first comedian was a woman. I don't know her name. She was a bit, and this is my perception, she was a bit vulgar, because like every other word was about a man or a woman's anatomy. I'll just say it that way. Then there was the second comedian. I think his name is Benji J or the Benji something. He was all right, but he was also vulgar. Then I was like, oh, bet. Because I know, first of all, when he came on the stage, I was like, Martin's next. Because this comedian is not going to go after too many other comedians. Dion Cole from Black-ish. The Old Spice commercials, the one that just had a recently very interesting interview on Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay podcast. He performed before Martin. He was also just vulgar in the sense of, and let me be clear, I'm very liberal when it comes to comedy. I'm not one of those people, oh my God, they said a bad word. I expect that. But every comedian was just talking about B's and H's and sexual intercourse. And I mean, in the most vulgar way. And then finally, Martin comes on stage. He physically looked good. But you could tell there's something that's he was, okay, I'm just going to say it. And y'all, please, just Truth Nation, again, if you've already seen Martin Lawrence on this Y'all Know What It Is tour, which he's on tour right now, or you were there in Dallas as well, or you plan on seeing Martin Lawrence, I know this is going to, this is like, you don't do this. But I have to. It was terrible. Look at Ricky's face.
Really?
Martin Lawrence was his performance Friday night. And I don't mean just terrible. I mean Charles Barkley, NBA on TNT, terrible. I know. I was telling my son, and my son was like, what?
Yeah, I got to hear more about this.
So American Airlines Center, the capacity for concerts is 21,000. That's what I thought. I was like, I figured it's probably about 15, 20. And Ricky, weren't too many empty seats. Rightfully so. It's Martin Lawrence.
So it's basically sold out.
You could go to Martin Lawrence's Instagram. And by the way, whoever does PR for Martin Lawrence, I want to hire them yesterday. Because I said, okay, I left early. Martin came on stage. It started at 8. He came on the stage around 9. By 9:40, I'm like, I'm out. Because I had to do some volunteer work the following morning. I was like, this is not worth it. So as I'm leaving, I get on the elevator to go down to the main, you know, level to get to an Uber. Here comes another brother. I don't know him, never met him in my life. He comes on the elevator and he is furious. He was like, that was such a waste of time and money.
Damn.
I know. And it hurts because, again, it's Martin Lawrence. But I'm telling y'all, he was terrible. He comes out. And one of the things that is very incredible about Martin's artistry is that, you know, with comedians, it's that stage presence and that timing. You know, like, for lack of better words, the punchline. The timing was off. The punchlines were rusty. And then, you know, I know he's dealing with some cognitive issues. He would repeat things over and over again. Now, there was one point where he did a little bit of Otis and Jerome and Shanae. But even that was a struggle. August says, damn, Gina, on our YouTube message board. August, that's exactly what I said.
Damn.
Do you know how hard it is for me to come on air and tell the world basically that Martin Lawrence was terrible on Friday? The contributions that he's made to my life, how he's inspired me.
In my honest opinion, when I first seen it, I'm like, I don't think he need to go on tour. Some legends just need to let it go.
You know what, Ricky? Just like Tyson. It's like
Tyson, Martin Lawrence.
Sit down.
Let it go. Like, your time is up. Like, just let it go.
And I thought that was so coincidental, Truth Nation, that Mike Tyson was literally like 20 miles from American Airlines Center fighting at the age of 58. Martin's on stage at basically a sold-out arena in the same city at American Airlines Center, downtown Dallas. He's 59. And I didn't watch the fight, so I'm not even going to say that. That's not fair because I didn't watch it. But I did see the post interviews, and I saw some of the highlights of the fight. Both Martin and Mike Tyson, Martin Lawrence and Mike Tyson, have a seat. You will go down as the greatest, both of you. Good morning, Brian. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Yeah, the comedians of old are no longer in existence, at least not mentally. I think what's happening to these people, they've probably been under so much stress that they're getting dementia, but the people, their management teams behind them are so desperate for money.
Yes.
That they repackage them and put them out here thinking they can recapture that old flame with a whole different society that has moved on from the 90s. So, but their brains haven't moved on from the 90s. They've gotten much more stressed. They're basically glitching. You know what a glitch is? When you have the deer in the headlight look, when you forget something and you just pause and you freeze up, pretty much like Shaq did on national television when he was giving a his assertion of what was going on in some sports game or something, some game. But our older comedians and entertainers and athletes, they're glitching. I don't know if you've seen Michael Jordan recently, but he really looks like he's got yellow eyes and looks like he's got kidney problems.
And you know what? Here's the thing, though, Brian. I'm okay with people like Michael Jordan because at the end of the day, whatever health issues or not that Michael Jordan may be experiencing, at least he's not trying to get back on the court. Like, know your role.
Yeah, Max.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like no. Like, be, and here's the thing, be proud of what you've accomplished. We got a lot of calls coming on the Truth Talking text line. I see you, White Widow. I see you, Ron, from the South Side. We got to take a break, so please hold. We're going to come straight to your calls when we come back. Again, we're talking about over the weekend in Dallas, you had the Tyson fight. I saw Martin Lawrence live at the AA Center, the American Airlines Center in Dallas. Martin Lawrence was terrible. And it breaks my heart to say that. We're going to get more into that because Brian made some good points. We got some great points coming in on the YouTube message board. Somebody said, if people will still line up to give these guys money, I ain't mad at them for taking it. And I'm telling you right now, that is exactly what Martin and his team did. We're going to talk more about that because where is comedy going now? Like, we need stand-up comedy more than ever. Where are we going with it? Stay locked in. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Truth Nation. Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in and getting your morning started off here on the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Let's go straight to the Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. Between Netflix, Martin, and Tyson, I want my money back. Good morning, White Widow. Thank you so much for holding. What is your question or comment? You're live with DT and Ricky.
Good morning, Dee Dee. That's my granddaughter's nickname, too. Her real name is Delia. So every time I say your name, I think of her fondly. But, what I did is that about 40 years ago, the last time Richard Pryor was here, I walked out of there. And it was sad because I loved that guy. He was great. But at the end, it was all about, I'm not, allergic to swear words. But then when there isn't any content in between. So, yeah, I walked out of Richard Pryor. And then more recently, I walked out of Bill Maurer last month when he had rescheduled. I went there, and it was sad. I paid $120. I go to these things alone now that my husband's passed away and my mother-in-law is no longer here. And, it's a night out for me, maybe annually, biannually. And the fact of the matter is that within the first 15 minutes, it was all about Trump. I could have turned on his HBO show and heard that. So I get what you're saying, and it's too bad because both of those individuals I like. I'll leave it with this also. I walked out of Hamilton. My boy bought me a ticket for my birthday when the play was here, and it was a big deal. I walked out of there within the first 20 minutes. The narrative was that his wife with five children stood behind him all his life, blah, blah. But he had this desire for the sister-in-law. And, they made that part of the narrative. I walked out. It was Schoolhouse Rock theme. And it was just, it was sad, that they had to emphasize his desire for the sister-in-law. And then my head goes to, at Thanksgiving dinner, what are they doing playing footsies under the table? So, you know, I hear you.
Yeah.
She
said she's got boundaries. I'm not going to be having y'all offending me, White Widow said. Ron from the South Side, the caller, I see you. You're next. Ron from the South Side, thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT. And Ricky, what is your question or comment?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just hoping that Martin had an off night, but why be off on your night, right, when you get there? That's what I'm thinking about.
Right?
Because it's kind of like, dude, you can bomb, but not tonight. But
man.
Whatever.
you can be wrong any other night, but not my night.
Yeah, not my night. That's what sports and anything. Lose on another night. Not tonight. did you have to pay for that ticket, DT?
Did I have a what? I'm sorry?
Did you pay for that ticket or you got it for
you know what,
like,
Ron,
on the low?
Won't he do it? I didn't. Uh-huh. I said, thank God I didn't. A friend of mine called me the last minute and said they had an extra ticket in the suite. So it was like, who can I call that single? Denise, and that's why I like being single, because sometimes it does have its benefits. But no, I didn't pay for the ticket, Ron. But I will say this: you could see
right. The
irritation and frustration from all these folks that were exiting the American Airlines. Because I actually walked across. There's a 7-Eleven across the street, Ron, and I was waiting on my Uber, Ron. I was looking at everybody's faces, and you know how black folks are. You know, when we work for ours, it's a Friday night. You see a lot of boyfriends with their girlfriends and husbands with their wives.
Yeah,
people was mad.
Oh,
he was terrible.
Yeah, I can't. Ooh, you just said that and it hurt my heart.
I know it hurt mine.
You know, some people. You know, it's kind of like to me. It's kind of like, I mean, not that this has anything to do with this comedy, but remember how people used to like the Fat Luther and they thought he got skinny. He wasn't sing good no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like. To me, is that with Martin? He kind of like got big. Is that he's not funny? It shouldn't, but I'm just me throwing it out there. And then it didn't affect his comedy at all. He should have been funny, but he didn't have it that night. But on another note, DT, isn't always the chip shot that don't seem to go in between the goalposts?
Say it one more time, please.
Isn't it always like the chip shots, the easy goals that don't seem to go in between the goalposts? I watched that game yesterday.
Oh, here you go.
I cry.
Oh, we bringing that up? So here's the thing.
You probably was upset. Like, we're going to do it. We're finally going to win. We're going to pick the Packers in. Bam.
Ron, it's too soon. I'll talk about it maybe next week. But I appreciate your call, Ron. Have a great morning. The caller.
This is a sick Negro.
I got love for Ron, but it's just too soon. All right, the caller. Thank you for your patience. You are live. What is your question or comment?
Well, I have to say that now I have new information and saw how slow and rickety I think Mike Tyson looked. And even if it wasn't for the fact that they were wearing 14-ounce gloves and whatnot, he didn't do well and needs to retire. With regards to other people, I think it's a genetic thing because for every Martin Lawrence you have a Ron Isley or a Charlie Wilson. You have a Patti LaBelle or LeBron James where Zion Williams, who's not even 25 yet, has played less than half of the games he's been scheduled for in the NBA. So decline, I think, is specific to personal genetics. And so as fans, we want to, you know, have our heroes retire before they get brain damage like Muhammad Ali. But for them, I don't think they know until they know. You know what I'm saying? And they have to experience it. And I believe when Mike Tyson stood there, I don't know if you saw the end of the fight, when he said that he wasn't done fighting, I think he probably rethought that the next day. He's done a great job of promoting. So I really believe that, you know, Mike had his moment in the sun and it's over for him. But there are some people who I saw Ron Isley performing with Usher a week ago. Some people who can do it for 60 years.
Patti LaBelle, like you said, she still got it. Here's the thing, and thank you for your call, the caller. Now, Ricky, I know you wanted to say something. Let it out, brother.
So I feel like most of the reasons that some legends don't know when to let it go, for two reasons. One, it's all they know. And second, I feel like the reason, so Mike Tyson in the 90s was the boogeyman. You could consider him as the boogeyman. And in that case, you're not the boogeyman no more, my dude.
You said the boogeyman.
You're a grandpa.
To me, he wasn't the boogeyman. He was like the most powerful, physically powerful.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to mess with, Iron Mike.
People have said that they never seen a fighter hit so hard and
absolutely
so fast at the same time. And it's all good, but it's like, dude.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, Ricky. I am not privy, nor do I am I concerned about Mike Tyson's finances. I do know there was a time where Mike Tyson was very public about all the money that he made during the course of his prime, like in mm-hmm. the 80s and 90s. He basically lost. Mm-hmm. And so, to me, if you're 58 years old and you're willing to get back in the ring, which could have some, again, I never, ever doubted Mike Tyson's physical fitness. He's in great shape, especially to be 58. Neurological aspect mm-hmm. of getting the blows to the head. I mean, we saw Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As he transitioned. And so my thing was, this obviously was about publicity and money. I'm not mad at Mike Tyson for that. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is the same thing with Martin Lawrence. I don't want to go out. I want to go out at the pinnacle. I want people to be like, best to ever do it. Mm-hmm. One of the best. Martin Lawrence. That's why I got to go back home, Truth Nation, and rewatch Martin on DVD. And well, it's on Netflix now. Because I don't want what I experienced Friday to be my last experience of Martin Lawrence. He was terrible.
And
the comedy, it wasn't even like some of the subject matter. Martin Lawrence, you ain't got to talk. I mean, everything was just, I can't even clean it up. It was vulgar. It was nasty. It wasn't funny.
It's nasty.
It was just like, why are you? And I never was that person that said, well, if every comedian was like Sinbad, because I know Sinbad was very adamant about not cursing or using explicit language in his stand-ups. Mm. And he still was very funny. Martin didn't need. Y'all, this is very difficult for me because I am one of Martin's biggest fans, but I'm just telling y'all right now, do not go see him on this Y'all Know What It Is tour.
He's supposed to be coming here next year, right?
Well,
like I forgot what month, but he's supposed to come here next year.
If you don't have anything else to do,
don't do that.
I mean, no, I'm saying like if you are just absolutely bored and somebody and you just feel like getting out the house, maybe. But if you're looking to experience the Martin that we love, like You So Crazy and oh man, what was the other one? Stand up tour that was like
run
sellout.
Tell that came out.
There's one more that I'm missing. August says that on the YouTube message board that Martin is coming March 2025.
I thought so. Yeah.
You know what? Let me be optimistic. He might improve between now and then. When we come back for break, we want to hear more from you. And also, we're getting ready to break down Thanksgiving items that you should be prepared for in terms of when you get to the register, they're going to be way more expensive than they were in 2023. So we're going to give you a breakdown, especially if you're hosting Thanksgiving dinner next week. You want to stay locked in because we're going to give you some information to help you prepare for what may be an expensive feast. Stay locked in. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What's up, Truth Nation? Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, we were talking about, you know, we work hard, Truth Nation. We work hard for ours. And over the weekend, many of us experienced some disappointments with, based on what we paid for and what we received. Starting with the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. A lot of us that either activated a subscription to Netflix, already had one, depending on the plan that we have with Netflix, a lot of us weren't able to watch the fight in its totality or without interruptions. Some people's streaming capabilities were frozen. Some people just weren't even able to open Netflix. And so, but Netflix still got their money. 60 million people across the world tuned in to the Tyson Paul fight. And right down the street from where the Paul Tyson fight was taking place in Dallas, I was at American Airlines Center in downtown Dallas witnessing one of the greatest comedians of all time perform at an epic fail level. Martin Lawrence, in 1994, had his first major stand-up comedy film known as You So Crazy. His career just, because after that you had Bad Boys, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, Nothing to Lose, Life, Big Mama's House, Blue Streak. I mean, Martin Lawrence's career just went, and to your point, Ricky, then he had another stand-up comedy film known as Run Tell That, followed by Bad Boys 2, Big Mama's House 2, Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. Now, this summer, he had Bad Boys Ride or Die, which was the fourth insert of the Bad Boys movie series, for lack of better words. And I'm just telling y'all right now, the American Airlines Center in Dallas can hold, from a concert standpoint, up to about 20,000 people. I didn't see too many empty seats. People are still showing up for Martin, and rightfully so. But both Martin Lawrence and Mike Tyson, y'all need to have a seat. You've done enough. Because now we're getting to the point where I feel like whether it's your intention or not, or your production or your management team's intention or not, you're taking people's money and you're not willing to give them what they paid for. Because everybody that I heard on the show on Friday was like, Tyson gonna lay him out. Then the narrative became, well, you know what? How many 58-year-olds can fight 8 rounds? Which one is it? And Netflix basically took all this money from subscribers and yet didn't produce the service that was purchased. So I'm just trying to understand where we are as a society. Are we just giving our money? Do we just pay without any expectations or holding people accountable? Because a lot of people are going to be mad that I said that Martin Lawrence's performance in Dallas this past Friday, because he's currently on tour. The tour is, y'all know what it is. And he will be back. He will be here in Milwaukee on the same tour at Fiserv Forum in March. And I'm pretty sure Fiserv Forum is going to look a lot like Dallas. There's going to be very few empty seats. All I'm saying is that do not have the bar too high in terms of what you expect from Martin Lawrence. Don't have the bar too high. Don't expect You So Crazy, Martin. Don't expect Def Comedy Jam, Martin. Don't expect Martin Lawrence Show, Martin. Or the Martin Show. You're not, I'm just telling you right now, you're not going to get that, Martin. When we come back in the second hour, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. The YouTube message board is on fire. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We're going to get to some of y'all's comments. But again, if you cool with just saying I went to go see Martin, then yeah, go buy your tickets for March 2025 at Fiserv Forum. We come back to this from the second hour, or into the second hour. Thanksgiving is next week. And for those that are going to be hosting, we want to give you some updates regarding those items that could be a pain point for you as you are making your shopping list and getting those preparations for the feast. Stay locked in.